Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in this episode, we're going to be looking at the question, which is, how do you make so much content, and also why? So this has been submitted on Instagram. How do I make so much content, and also why do I make so much content? So let's first of all start with, why do I make so much content? Because that might make life a little bit more easier to understand. So the first thing when it comes to why I make so much content is because, one, I can. I actually have built lots of frameworks, systems and processes in place for me to be able to make lots. So because I can, why should I not? That's the first reason. But it's not really the real reason. I've just built that way up to that point. Realistically, the reason why I make lots of content is because I know that success is built, and I've seen it myself and I've seen it in others as well, that success is built not by making one piece of content, or it's really quality, it's quantity over quality in the kind of larger kind of scale of things. When people make one piece of content and they hope that's going to be this one lead magnet for their business, or this one video, or they spend a load of money on a videographer to go and come out and effectively give them the well-produced, beautiful video, the reality is that people, that doesn't really do anything. And it's actually about consistently showing up over and over again. I talk about it all the time, these consistency, clarity, creativity. So the reason why I make a lot of content is because if you don't make a lot of content, it doesn't really work. Now, to put this into perspective, let's say that on average, it takes about 8 to 10. Let's actually get the whiteboard up for this one, and we'll scribble some numbers down. So if it takes, on average, 8 to 10 interactions before someone actually remembers you. So 8 to 10 interactions before someone remembers you. Now, if you take something like Facebook, Facebook only shows your content around 5% of people who follow you. 5% of followers see your content. Now, this is really important to understand, is that if it takes 8 to 10 interactions for someone to see you, and only 5% of those followers are going to see that, and the chances of this 5% being the same 5% is very small, then the reality is you need to make a lot of content. Because if you're posting once a week and you're trying to get 8 to 10, in a perfect world, it'd be, yeah, every 8 weeks to 10 weeks, someone is ready to go, oh yeah, I remember who you are. But that's not how the case is. If you're posting once a week and you say to 10, but only 5% see, it doesn't take a genius to start to figure out this doesn't work. And by the way, that's the reason why most of the time people who do social media, it doesn't work, is they're not doing enough. Now, it doesn't mean this idea of quality over quantity, which is something I'm sure I'll talk about in a minute, but it's about realizing that if you want this to work, you have to do a lot at it. If you're generating leads and you're trying, you wouldn't say, I'm going to call 10 leads and get 10 pieces of business. You just wouldn't do that. And you wouldn't even say, I'm going to call 10 leads and get one piece of business. You're most likely going to go, I'm going to call, if you were doing cold calling, you'd go, I'm going to call 100 people and hope I get 2 or 3 pieces of business from. That's the general overall consensus within, we all know that. But for some reason with social media, we don't see it the same way. For some reason in social media, we have this kind of inbuilt arrogance to believe that I made that video, I spent the time on that video or that post, I'm absolutely now going to get droves of clients. And I actually remember having a discovery call with a guy who didn't work with me, not really in our sector. He's like a young guy, a little bit not really aware of what he was doing, to be completely honest with you. He was a sweet guy, but he was blinded by his ignorance, was quite alarming because he was obviously just not very aware of what he was talking about. And anyway, he said, I've been writing blogs. I've been doing a blog once a month. He'd been doing it about 4 months. And he was like, it's just not really working. And I'm really shocked that I didn't just start generating leads because I started making it. And I remember thinking, so I was like, mate, you are way off. Like, your numbers are rookie numbers. That's not even worth it. And so that's why I make a lot of content, is because if you're not putting in the numbers, it won't work. You need to be putting in minimum 5 to 10 stories on your social media a day, and you need to be putting in a minimum of 5 posts a week, not including anything else you want to add. These are minimums. These are not like, oh yeah, you can do it by 3 posts. 5 a day for stories, 5 a week for real, for like reels. Minimum to even just start to get noticed. So the reason I make a lot of content is because I understand these laws of how this works. And so because I understand that, I'm not going to be, I'm a big advocate of you can't be, you're a fool if you know this stuff and you don't do it. You're not a fool, by the way, if you don't know this stuff. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I didn't know this, there's nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing wrong with that. If you don't know something, how are you supposed to know if you don't know? If you've never been told, how are you supposed to know? The trick lies in once you do know. And they listen to this podcast. Now, there is no excuse for you to not do like more content. And that's the reason why I make a lot of content, is because I know. I don't eat crap food because I know it's going to make me sick. But there are lots of people out there who don't understand and just eat rubbish food and they get very sick because they didn't know. They weren't educated in it. There's a different type of thing. And so with myself, I make a lot because I know that if you don't make enough, you're not going to be able to truly generate the business you want. So that's why I make it. Now, how do I make it? That was the other part of the question, which was, how do you make so much? I focus on quantity over quality. And what I actually look for is a baseline of quality. So I establish a baseline of quality that I'm happy with. So with these, with my podcast, for example, my show, it's multiple angles. I have screen sharing, whiteboards, good audio quality. It's like there's a baseline of I'm happy with this show looking like this. There's a baseline of editing that I do. There's a baseline, everything is just, there's a minimum standard. And that's a minimum quality, it's like quality control. But I don't try and go above that. And I know this sounds a bit crazy, and my content creator friends who are outside of this space, and some of my content creator friends who are, a few of them are in this space, but the majority of them who are outside them are the YouTubers and stuff, they don't really like that. They'll go, no, but the reality is, anything over that minimum standard is going to take up more time that I could make more content. And realistically, the content is about adding value in my line of work. It's not to entertain people. Now, would it do perform better if it was more polished, more edited? Maybe. Would I attract more people into it? Yes, definitely. Would I want that type of person? Not necessarily. So it's a tough one to think. But like how I do it is I find the minimum quality standard, and then quantity will breed quality. Meaning that if I do this thing every single day, which I've done this show pretty much every single day for many years in some way or another, in different shows, I've podcasted and content created every day for the last nearly 7 years, give or take times when I'm sick or stuff like that. So quant will breed quality. I'm able to make content fast because I do it every day. There are systems and processes and consistent kind of pathways. I do the same thing every day. So I know what to say. I know how to talk to the camera. Once this has been recorded, I know I'll download it. I'll upload it to Descript. I'll do some quick editing on it. I'll thumbnail it. Everything is processed and templated. So it's a framework, which means that this specific thing, I'm about 9 minutes into recording this right now in the full recording, might be shorter on the edit. But the reality is it probably takes me about 15 minutes to record an episode and about 15 minutes to turn it around and put it out. So a long form, high quality, well-produced content with different graphics and edits and things like that all happening in real time takes about half an hour to make. And it's done that because I create every single day. That's how I'm able to make so much. Same with my reels. The reels I do, now I try to do one a day. I sometimes do more than that, but there's a trade-off of more than one a day. It goes with that, as we said before, the reach dips. That's a whole other episode. But the reality is with me, for my reels, I actually have a setup on my phone, which is a MagSafe, on my docking station, sorry, which I have, my content creation station. It's a MagSafe thing for my phone. I just drop it on there. And after appointments, I use a note-taking service, like an AI note-taking summary service, did an episode on it in the past. And I literally just, completely kid you not, I read the notes of what the key takeaways were, and I record straight into that. And it takes me probably a minute to record each video, so 3 minutes, 4 minutes to do 4 videos. It takes me about 5 minutes each video to edit them up, maybe about 20 minutes. So in 20 minutes, I made 4 videos. And I try to do that with at least one client a day. Sometimes I'll do them with all. So today I'm seeing 4 clients. I would try to do that with all 4 clients, to go through all 4 of those points. So quite quickly, you can see it's like 15, 16 pieces of content, between 12 to 16 pieces, depending on what the points were that we raised in the appointment. So this is how it's very streamlined. I don't get too caught up in the creative side of it. It's clarity, it is consistency, and only then will I focus on creativity. And creativity for me is more like, how can I automate creativity? So that's how I'm able to make so much, is I effectively, the only thing that changes in my content creation process is the topic I'm talking about. Everything else is the same settings, the same camera angles, the same processes to record it. So I'm not trying to make a piece of art. I'm just literally trying to document information for my ideal clients and my ideal listeners and audience and people you're listening to be able to get this information into your hands in the fastest and easiest consume way. So what I would say is, do not overcomplicate. Post as much content as you can and make it as fast as you can and find that minimum standard that you're happy with, and then slowly raise the bar on that minimum standard. But just, it might be with me, add an extra camera angle in. It might be add a new light. It might be add some sort of graphic. But I'm adding these small little changes that are going to create large impact over a long period of time. So that's my take anyway.